Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to your premium podcast right here in your bullyproof classroom. I can say what I want to say when I want to say it. I guess that's true. I'll add one additional line with a consequence. Let's face it, you can't scream fire in Macy's. Well, unless there's a fire. If not, you'll probably get arrested. Freedom of speech is not the freedom to say what you want, but the wisdom to say what you ought. This problem gets worse as kids get older. Young children are always taught to tell the truth and are always asked to express themselves rather than throw a tantrum or cry uncontrollably when things don't go their way. This seems to be a good approach until the kids ask your best friend if they're wearing a wig or why they're so fat. So much for full disclosure and freedom of expression. I sat with my late sister Abby at a Thanksgiving table many years ago. My daughter Sarah was 4 years old. She had adults playing the rhyming game where she set the rules and made people aware when it was their turn to talk. My sister leaned over and said to me, "She's controlling the whole table." I realized at that point how true it was, but saw it as being very innocent, and it was. But the danger in allowing this to continue comes when children get older and believe that they're the only ones that need to be heard, and they spend more time trying to respond than truly listening to someone else. Then as they become adults, they don't have a clear understanding of how to be an attentive or empathic listener, and they spend more time ignoring others and being rude and interruptive. Chasing your students and your own children about their language or negative attitude when they talk to someone, and their response will probably be, "I don't care." Rest assured they will. Get them to break this bad habit now, or one day it'll cost them their job or maybe their marriage. Words need to be fitly spoken. Even the truth needs to be delivered in a kind, caring way with the desire to help, not to hurt. Only a fool will utter their whole mind, burning bridges and leaving once positive relationships in a wake of turmoil and pain. Teach your students and your children to say what's on their mind with the right attitude and the right motive, and above all, help them to become a good listener who doesn't just listen to respond, but has a genuine interest in what others are saying to them. You'll be improving the school climate and your home climate as well, and you'll be gearing your kids for lifelong success as adults. That was your premium podcast right here in the Bullyproof Classroom.